is a recording of the December 6, 2021 Special Board of Directors meeting to convene immediately following the Audit and Finance Committee meeting at the Chugach Boardroom.
I'm going to call a meeting to order. I guess I'm not bringing us back. I'm calling us to order for the board meeting, the special board session. We will start now, and I will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And roll call, we have a full house in the room. In addition to myself, we have Director Chastain, Director Hollis, Director Kaysen, Director Wigan, Director Whitney, and on the video we have Director Henderson. We are all accounted for. I'm going to move quickly and ask for an approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, that agenda passes. We have no persons to be heard, no consent agenda. No CEO reports and correspondence, and no director reports or unfinished business or new business, which leads us to item 9, executive session. Is there a motion?
I would move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175C1 and 3, the Board of Directors go into executive session to discuss, to receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and to discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are in executive session and back on track. Ready, right?
We're live.
All right. Let's go here. All right, we are out of executive session, and we have some things to vote on for the RCA filing. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I would move that Chugach Electric Association Board of Directors approve the attached resolution authorizing the Chief Executive Officer to file a request with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska for approval to adopt a semi-annual rate decoupling adjustment process for retail and wholesale demand and energy rate changes, and for approval to increase demand and energy rates by 8.3% for Chugach retail classes for rates effective February 1, 2022, for discussion purposes.
Is there a second?
Just a second. Was that supposed to say up to or question? I thought we had.
No, there's no way to say up to, Jim. That was asked and answered. Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion? All right, I'm going to ask for a hand vote in addition to vocal. So all those in favor, please say aye and raise your hand. Okay. Apparently that wasn't necessary. Motion fails.
Oh.
Do we have to do, huh?
Oh, to discuss. Never mind. Sorry.
Did you want
to vote?
We just did. You didn't.
No, sorry.
All right, let me start again.
I'm sorry.
It's been moved and seconded. We have a motion on the floor. It's been moved and seconded. I confused it by calling for a hand vote, and then also asking people to say hi. But can we see a show? Let's just do a show of hands. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. Okay. And Jim, we'll just count on you to say aye if you're in favor.
No, I'm not saying aye.
Okay, that's perfectly acceptable. Okay, motion fails. Is there another motion?
I move that the Chugach Electric Association, Incorporated Board of Directors approve the attached resolution authorizing the Chief Executive Officer to file a request with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska for approval to adopt a semi-annual rate decoupling adjustment process for retail and wholesale demand and energy rates, and for the approval to increase the demand and energy rates by 4.1% for Chugach retail for rates effective February 1st, 2022.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
By what?
He asked for a vote count.
6-1.
I didn't vote.
Oh, sorry. 6-5, 1 abstain, and 1 no. Is that accurate?
May I have a count who was abstaining and who voted no?
I abstained, Jim.
I'm under the impression you voted no.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. We're done with new business and we can move on to director comments. I'll start with Director Hollis.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. This has been a challenging meeting, and I compliment you on moving it along as best as possible. I'd also like to thank my fellow directors for a difficult but productive discussion over this challenging issue. And also want to thank the management team for all the presentations and the great answers to all of our questions. I would like to say, as I did, this is has been an extremely difficult situation for Chugach. We absolutely recognize that there's been revenue losses over the last period of time, including the COVID pandemic that has affected our revenue. And it's required us at this point to find a way to make up some of that revenue to keep the organization healthy and to meet our loan requirements. So unfortunately, that requires a rate increase, and I don't believe any of us wanted a rate increase. I certainly did not, but through analysis by our management team and great discussion, we've come to an agreement, which I'm thankful that we did, that we have minimized a rate increase to our members, yet with the ability to keep our organization healthy at this time. So as much as we would have liked to have continued with the regulatory asset deferral that the RCA allowed us to do this year, but did not allow us to go forward, it put us in a position that we had no choice, and we needed to make sure that the company was financially secure going forward, and therefore this small rate increase to our customers. As I said, a really difficult choice, I think, for all of us. I know none of us wanted to to see a rate increase to our members at this point in time. But we've done our best, in my mind, to minimize that in the interest of our members. So thank you all for your help in getting us to this point, and appreciate the hard work, and we'll keep moving forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sure. Director Henderson?
Madam Chair, I'd like to thank this astute group for its transparency and openness with the our members. I hope that our members appreciate and understand the past and the future and what brought us here. Thank you very much.
Director Tasty.
Well, I'm disappointed that we had to take the action that we had to take this evening. There actually was no good option to the action that we had to take this evening to raise the rates, to go before the RCA and ask for a way to mitigate some of the financial implications that COVID has had on the organization. And I think it's our fiduciary duty to make sure that our co-op is in good stead with our creditors, and to make sure that we have the margins that we need to be able to run a good, efficient organization, and to keep the health of the organization, keep the organization healthy financially. I did not want to have to make a choice on either option. It's not an option to not have some kind of mitigating measures at this point. We have to do what's best for the financial health of the organization. And so we've had to make a decision. And I think that the decision that we have made with the information that we have to raise rates a little bit to try to mitigate significant increases over time is the right choice. And I want to thank the management team for bringing forward some options, although none of them were good. We had to do what we needed to do, and I hope the RCA helps us to get to this process and understands the position that we're in at this time and helps make a good decision for our members. So with that, I will say thank you, and it was probably one of the hardest decisions and hardest votes I've had to vote on since I have become a director 6 years ago. So this was a difficult time, and during difficult times. So thanks.
Sure. Dr. Case.
Thank you. And I'd like to echo all of the thanks that have been extended to the management team. I think that you guys were placed in an untenable position by the RCA order requiring a filing on such a short timeline. I'd like to thank all of the employees of Chugach for the extraordinary efforts to reduce cost and save members money. In my view, the RCA order resulted in this body being placed in an unconscionable position of making bad or worse choices. Ultimately, I think that our members are protected by a rational rate-making process. That long-term protection is undermined when we ask the commission to ignore the rules as they are published.
the protection against arbitrary rates provided by those rules is not something that I could, in good conscience, participate in requesting be thrown out the window. So this was a very difficult vote because we are facing financial dire straits if we don't meet our revenue requirements sufficiently to keep our debt in good standing. I don't blame my fellow board members for doing what the commission demanded, but I could not. So thank you very much, and I very much, very, very much appreciate the cordial exchange of opinions around the table, the reasoned and congenial tone that was brought to the conversation. So thank you for allowing us to have that conversation in those tones.
Thank you. Director Wiggin?
I would echo that everything that has been said before. While I'm as well very disappointed with having to vote for a rate increase as we've had to, one thing the last many, many hours of discussion that we've had, very cordial discussions, convinced me is that everybody at this table, the board, is very much looking out for the membership of this co-op, and the staff here have worked diligently. It's extraordinary that this acquisition took place across the pandemic. The operations have been going on across the pandemic. And yet, while you can do anything, you can do lots about cutting costs and doing everything the staff tried to do. One thing you can't do is flip a switch and turn demand back on. And that is the one thing, the one lever we did not have, and it brought us to where we are tonight, I believe. So my compliments to the staff. Thank you for all the information, and my compliments to the fellow board members. It was very good and difficult, challenging discussions. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Whitney?
It's late, so I'll keep my comments short. I felt backed into a corner tonight and really appreciated the discussion from the directors who are more senior than me here, as well as the staff and the management team. This is not a decision I wanted to make. This is not a decision I took lightly. I think it was the lesser of evils. But I think the one silver lining we can take from it is that Chugach continues to provide safe and reliable service for its members. And I'm very proud of that. And I know we'll continue to do that. And it will be interesting to see how events unfold moving forward. So thank you to everyone tonight for the discussion, the input, and eventually coming to a decision.
Thank you. Lee?
Well, I don't think anyone wants to see, you know, rate increase. It's always kind of the last resort. I think, you know, we've gone at Chugach, we've gone, you know, since 2019 without a rate increase. At MLMP, you know, in the North District, they've gone since, I think, 2017 or so without a rate increase. So we certainly don't like to see rate increases. But I think, you know, COVID has really had an impact on the association and the demand and the revenues that we would like to see. And I think, although we do have an increase in rates, I think it would be much higher if we were two individual organizations. So I want to, I guess, thank the staff for getting us to where we're at today. And, you know, ultimately, reliability, price, and service are really what it's all about at Chugach. And, you know, I think with a good balance, we've done good to get to this point. And, you know, we still have more savings to go, and we'll do what we can to try to limit any increases going forward. But it's always been a challenge, and we'll continue to meet those challenges.
Thank you, Lee. I will add my disappointment at the choices that we had before us today. I want to thank the leadership team and the board for the work that we did on the initial order before the RCA in July, which I believe was the right plan to defer certain expenses through 2023 due to our COVID impacts. And I still feel like that would have been the right call. But the financial resiliency of the co-op is important. We're a vital organization for this community and this state, and we will prevail. I appreciate how fully we vetted, discussed, revised and revisited all of the challenges and challenged all of our assumptions in order to vote in good faith for what we think is best in the options we have presented for our ratepayers. I would also like to note that we are somewhere between 18 months and 2 years into this pandemic, and in all of that time, Chugach has not applied for or received assistance in the payroll protection plan or income replacement programs. Any programs that we have been participating in have gone directly to our members and been on behalf of our members for relief of their bills. And this is the first time in this 18 to 24 month pandemic that this organization is seeking any form of relief for the state of the economy and for the impacts that we have suffered. And we have only done so after considerable work to cut our expenses and continue to control cost. And we are now at the point where our financial resiliency and our future requires that we take action. And again, I'm disappointed at the choices, but I am very proud of this team, the leadership team, the employees, the board, for how we have figured this out. And I am really looking forward to moving forward with all of you.
You're here.
So thank you for that. And I will take a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are done.